You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hello, this is Chip. This is 2MTL number 195. We're talking about the label classic. Last week, a few personalities in the Doctor Who universe, such as current DWM editor Tom Spilsbury, declared that the phrase classic Doctor Who needs to be fought, at least when used by To Entertain to brand the older episodes as distinct from the new show. There's only one Doctor Who, they say. It's all the same. And we shouldn't draw up any barriers between them, or, for that matter, between the fans of the modern and, well, classic interpretations of the show. Now, in some respects, I see where they're coming from. Like Mickey's t-shirt says in The Girl in the Fireplace, know your roots. Doctor Who from 2005, which relaunched almost 6 years ago, people, we are getting old, is entirely dependent on Doctor Who from 1963 to 1989 plus 1996. Continuity, as much as you can get in Doctor Who, is intended to exist. Eccleston, Tennant, and Smith are no more and no less the Doctor than their 8 canonical predecessors. So, Doctor Who is Doctor Who, no matter when it was made, right? Well, that's true enough. And holding to that principle fights against what Dr. Phil of the Adventures in Time, Space, and Music podcast called on my Facebook page the generational divide between young fans and the oldsters. But that fight can only be fought so far. Look at the Star Trek TV franchise, and it's pretty obvious that even when the shows were in strict continuity, you could tell where Next Generation ended and Voyager began. And for all the things unifying Doctor Who across the decades, there are massive divisions of time, technology, and storytelling between 1989 and 2005, paling in comparison to the divisions between RTD and Moffat, or any number of producers from the old days. I can't take it down any further and seriously argue that The War Games and Spearhead from Space come from different shows, any more than I can The End of Time and The 11th Hour, although it appears Stephen Moffat did give it a bit of a try. But it's honest to separate the modern and the classic, just as it's honest to acknowledge that for some fans, the classic series is nearer and dearer than the new. Now, it may rankle that marketers are branding classic Doctor Who as something separate from today's Doctor Who, but you know what? At Gallifrey 1 last month, I saw quite a lot of teenagers dressed up as Nyssa and Tegan and the Sixth Doctor and Sarah Jane. I think the gulf between old and new is narrower than you think, no matter what the label or the Twitter hashtag has to say. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for March 7th. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com, and I'll catch you again soon.